Welcome. In this intermediate arrangement lesson, you'll learn how to rave pressure a Jungle 808 tail, designing it and arranging it inside Ableton Live 12. We'll make a punchy Jungle 808 or sub with a long, textured tail, route the tail to reverb and echo returns, and arrange that tail to bloom, fill, and pump without destroying the low end. First, what you'll build, you'll create a tight, punchy 808/sub bass with a long atmospheric tail, two routing options, a sampled 808 using Simpler, and a synth 808 using Wavedable or Operator for slides, a three-track arrangement example where the tail sits under a drop, blooms as a phrase accent, and is chopped into rhythmic fills, automation for sends, reverb filtering, and sidechain so the kick stays clear while the tail breathes. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep. Session setup. Set your project BPM to 174-176, typical drum and bass and jungle tempo. Create three tracks and label them exactly. 1. 808 synth, MIDI. 2. 808 sample, MIDI. 3. 808 group, an audio/group track. You can also create an audio track and label it return/group if you prefer. Create two return tracks and label them A, tail reverb using the reverb device, B, tail echo using the echo device. Design, creating the core 808. Option 1. Sample based with Simpler. Drag an 808 sample into a MIDI track with Simpler set to classic mode. That gives full answer control. Turn loop off initially and set start and end to capture the clean sub fundamental. Tighten the amp envelope. Attack 0.3 ms. Decay around 400-800 ms depending on how much body you want. And sustain near zero for a plucky hit or higher for a sustained sub. In Simpler's filter/pitch section, use the pitch envelope to add a small initial pitch drop, something like -0.5 semitone to -2 semitones over the first 20-60 ms, to give that classic 808 thump. Option 2, synth-based with Wavedable or Operator. Create a Wavedable instrument with a sine-ish or low triangle Wavedable. Add a second oscillator an octave up very lightly for harmonics. Use a low-pass LP24 filter with cutoff around 100-200 hc to keep the sub-body, while allowing harmonics to breathe. Set portamento/glide on and set the voice to monophonic so notes slide. Perfect for jungle slides. Use a short attack and longer decay on the amp envelope and add a subtle pitch envelope for an initial downward contour. Sound design, creating the tail. The rave pressure. Send both 808 tracks to the returns A and B using the send knobs. On return A, place the reverb device. Set size large and decay long. Think 2 to 6 seconds depending on how lush you want it. Keep diffusion high, set pre-delay small to moderate, and darken tone slightly to avoid fizz. Important, place an EQ8 after reverb on that return and high pass at about 100-200 hc to prevent the reverb from smearing sub frequencies. If you want the tail to sit in the mids, gently boost around 700 hc to 2k hc. On return B, put an echo device for rhythmic pressure. Sync echo to tempo, and try dotted 1/8 or 1/4 triplet settings for jungle interest. Set feedback 30-60%. Use the echo device's internal filter or an EQA to high pass around 200 hc so the delay doesn't muddy the sub. Moderate ping pong and diffusion will add stereo width. Processing chain on the 808 tracks. On each 808 track, follow this chain using stock devices. Utility first or last depending on your workflow. Use it to mono the low band or set width to mono, while preserving stereo tails on returns. Insert an EQ8 to shape the fundamental. Use a low shelf for +2.4 dB on the fundamental if needed and cut below 18.25 hc or leave that to the master. As saturator set to gentle drive, try soft clip or analog clip to add harmonics without blowing out the sub. Finish with a glue compressor for light glue. Group all bass elements into 808 group by selecting the 808 tracks and grouping them. On the 808 group, place a compressor and enable sidechain to the kick track. Start with ratio around 4:1, attack 110 ms, release 60-120 ms. This ducks the whole bass and the tail under the kick, keeping clarity while preserving pressure. Gulp the tail so it breathes. Automate the sends to reverb and echo for arrangement movement. Keep sends low during a bar's body, and increase them at the last one or two beats of a phrase to bloom the tail. In arrangement view, draw send automation that ramps up over a quarter to a full bar to create a swelling pressure before a drop. Automate the reverb returns EQ8 high pass frequency so the tail opens up as it blooms. You can also automate reverb decay for longer tails at big transitions. Arrangement techniques for the Jungle 808 tail. Timing and placement matter. For a drop, use a short send on the downbeat and then open the send for a half to a full bar bloom on the last bar before the drop, so the tail overlaps the drop and creates sway. For fills, resample or freeze and flatten a long 808 tail to audio, then chop it in arrangement using fades and transposition to make rhythmic stutters. Use warp modes like Complex Pro or Beats based on material. Reverse and gated tails add movement. Duplicate a tail audio clip, reverse it, and place the reversed clip to lead into a hit for a sucked-in effect. To create gated stutter tails, use an audio effect rack with auto filter or gate, or rhythmically modulate an auto pan at small width sync to tempo. Freeze and flatten your group when tails are settled to get editable audio. That gives you a rendered tail you can chop without eating CPU. Balance with low-end control. Put an EQ8 at the end of the 808 group and automate narrow notches if the tail clashes with kick or snare. Alternatively, use multiband dynamics to control the subband while letting mid/high tails breathe. Final polish and arrangement. Make an automation checklist. Automate the 808 send to reverb. Open the reverb returns high pass as the tail blooms. Increase echo feedback for longer tails on transitions. And automate the group sidechain compressor threshold so tails remain audible but controlled. Widen reverb returns with utility for stereo excitement while keeping the low-end mono. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't send sub frequencies to reverb or echo without filtering. It causes muddiness. Don't make the entire chain stereo. Keep the sub mono under about 120 Hz. Avoid oversaturating the sub. Don't skip sidechain. Long tails will mask the kick. And don't automate decay blindly. Longer decay without filtering will smear rhythm and clash with drums. Pro tips. Use parallel tail processing. Route a dedicated return with a saturator before EQ to make tails growl while keeping the sub clean. Build a tail preset rack on the returns mapping dry/wet, decay, and HP to macro so you can automate complex tail changes with one knob. Make a tail palette of rendered tails you can drag into arrangement. For dramatic pre-drop pressure, you can briefly automate a small master low shelf boost and increase reverb decay, but keep it very short. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Load an 808 sample into Sampler on a MIDI track and tune it. Draw a 1-bar MIDI note on C2. 2. Add saturator right arrow EQ8 right arrow utility and group into 808 group. 3. Create returns. A. Tail reverb and B. Tail echo, HB both at 160 Hz with EQ8. 4. Automate the 808 send to reverb. Keep it low until bar 15. Then ramp to plus 30% across bar 15-16. 5. Freeze and flatten the group at the end of bar 16. Consolidate the wet tail to audio. Reverse that consolidated tail and place it to lead into bar 15. 6. Chop an 8-bar section of the tail into 1/8 slices and place them in bars 16-17 as a fill with fades and small transpositions. Recap. You learned how to rave pressure a jungle 808 tail in Ableton Live 12, build sampled and synth 808s with Sampler and Waveeditable/Operator, route their tails to reverb and echo returns and HP those returns, group and sidechain the bass, and use arrangement automation to create blooms, fills, and pressure. Render and chop tails for fills and creative edits. The workflow is: design the dry sub, build the wet tail on returns, automate sends and return timbre, then resample and arrange. Closing coach note: treat the 808 tail as two functions, a mono, phase coherent sub and a musical, mostly mid/high stereo tail. Separate them, automate the tail, and build a tail palette and template so this technique becomes fast and repeatable. That separation, design, send processing, automated arrangement, resample and chop, is the core method to get real rave pressure from a jungle 808 tail.